Kentucky.
Ace Hardware actually, between the brain power of about 21 midgets, they actually figured out metric bolts. And they're actually able to get the right bolts after 14 times.
There's too many metric sizes.
I told them, I said, you know what it is? Now, let me explain something to you. 3/8, if you take a 3/8 16 American bolt, okay, and if you take that bolt, the nearest metric size to that bolt is 12 millimeter, or either 1.25 pitch or 1.5 pitch. That's the most common automotive pitch, or 1.75. And I told them, I said, I took a bolt and gave them the drill size for a 3/8 bolt is our 7/16 bolt, which is 11 millimeter. So 12 millimeters is nearest to that. So you take that, and if you figure it out, the drill size for the tap is 9 millimeter. Now, between 9 and 10 millimeters, what the size of the tap is, so you could use 9 or 10 millimeter to tap that. So therefore, that's how you go about it. And I told them that. I told them that because what I did was I took a bolt and I matched the threads. I took the metric bolt against the American bolt, and I didn't have a thread pitch gauge, so I slid them together, and I locked the teeth. So I knew when it closely locked the teeth together, I could figure it out.
We have a lot of problems with stuff like that at work. I have calipers and pitch gauges to figure it out.
Thread pitch gauge, which made it more difficult.
Metric bolts, is they usually have three pitches for each bolt size.
It's usually 1.2, 1.5, or 1.75.
2.5.
That's probably some kind of machine thread or something like that that machines use. That's probably why. The machine shop business, as long as I had, I've seen pretty much everything. Have the heel coils too, is if you're heel coiling something aluminum, you cannot go by the size that they give you on the heel coil chart, because that's not correct, because the aluminum doesn't have the same holding ability as cast iron or steel does.
You use a little bit different insert than a heel coil.
They use an insert which has got a screwdriver slot in it, and it's solid. And it doesn't. Full torque is one that makes the best one go. It's called full torque. They have a system for doing, like, the North Star engines, the Cadillacs. They're noted for ripping the threads out of the head bolts.
Your steel inserts, and you screw them down in there, and then you tap the little pins down, and it, you know, it goes down through the threads and locks it in.
I'm using a system or a screwdriver slot. They're all Loctite. With cylindrical Loctite, it should be fine. It's like an aircraft bolt. Aircraft bolts, they pin everything. So you mean paying them is a fail-safe method.
Right. Yeah, it's been raining. It's sprinkling right now, so not too bad. I think there's a lot of rain in the area.
Saturday day, I'm gonna go back up there and get a hold of. Almost got that engine out. We're gonna bring it back down here. I worked with him last night. We had enough time to. I got the engine. I showed him how to mount the engine securely on that stand, and it's on the stand safely. So later today, when the rain mellows out, I'm gonna walk downstairs, and I'm gonna finish prepping that block, and I'm gonna figure out. I'm gonna clean all the rust off those caps and see if I can't get an easier solution to getting them off, because they four fits them so tight that you. They got studs in the mains, and you can't pull the caps and pry against the stud to get them out. Because the stud, usually with bolts, you can loosen the bolts, and you can pry against the cap a little bit, and you can tap them loose. But these things got to come straight up from the center. So what I'm thinking of doing is I'm going to see if I can find a slide hammer, you know, the ones that they use, the slide hammer attachment first, you know, a slide hammer. And then I'm going to take vice grips, and I'm going to clamp the jaws of the slide hammer in the center of the cap and screw them tight with the vice grips. And I'm going to slam bang the caps off. Now that works. Well, from the center, they should come right off.
What are you trying to pull off?
board and a real hard fit. Matter of fact, to get them back in the block, I had to drive them in with a hammer. That's how tight they fit.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, first thing I'm going to do is I got the, we got the engine safely on the stand, so no one's going to get their foot broke. Now, I guess he's never done an engine, but what's going to happen is I'm going to show him how to bore a block. We're going to do his spare block. We're going to bore it. I'm going to teach him how to bore a block and so he understands how to do it. And then I'm going to show him how to put an engine together because he needs to learn. If he's going to drive older vehicles like that, he's got to learn, Cap, how to work on them.
KN4 TFW.
Morning, guys. KN4 NAP.
Good morning, Ed. You either drinking coffee or way late?
I just got done. I just waited till I got out of the heavy rain and stuff. Because it's been pouring down pretty good over here at times.
Yeah, it's just raining steady over here right now.
All day?
All day.
That doesn't work a lot to dodge the raindrops.
Take a bar of soap and a wash rag, what you want.
They finally changed my med orders for my leg, so I don't have to put any more zinc on it. And believe me, I'm happy about that.
About that. Ken, did you make any contacts yesterday? I didn't even try. It wasn't good enough for me to even try yesterday.
Now, for some reason, I was pretty tired last night. By the time I walked the dog and got me something to eat and studied a little bit for class, I just shut her down. I never did even fire the radio up.
Do you think we could get a DVD or something? I want to get that test over with while I'm sitting around doing nothing but watching the birds go by.
Talk with them and see you. They might have a DVD he can have.
Yeah, I think he's got it on a memory stick that, you know what I mean, you might could use in that. I don't know about it on a DVD.
It would be all right.
Audio, you don't need the visual, right?
I mean, anything like that. I want to pass the test. I want to get on the air with you guys. I'm freaking out with all the transmitters driving nuts.
Is that everybody's on frequencies I can't be on, and it's like, man, it just is really a pain.
I'll never forget one time I went too low with my license. About a year when they stole my Ontario license when I was up Connecticut one time. And I've been on here about a year later when I come back, you know, in the wintertime. And the guy said, you need two things to get out here. One, you're down about there. I said, whoops. I said, that's not good. And what's the other thing? He goes, you need a license. I said, we really need a license. I did it with Carl Stein. And then I checked it out on the database. I had someone checking out Gary, checking out the database. Come to find out, my license expired for a year. I didn't even know it.
And then, there's a country on, but he's one below what you're allowed.
When is that test?
One more time?
When is the test?
Well, I mean, they test every third Saturday there at the Red Cross, but we're shooting for the third Saturday in May, and that it just depends on. I know they've been canceling a lot of stuff for this coronavirus, though.
Do you test there at the classroom, or are you going to come back on a Saturday and take it?
On a Saturday and took it. And that, but I don't know. This time we're shooting for taking it with everybody else on a Saturday, but, you know, it just depends on this virus and everything that's going around. But they will do special sessions for us, they said, so we'll just have to see.
Postage, I won't take the test with you.
The gatherings are more than 50 people, so we're okay. We're only going to have 10 people there, so that's not a problem.
Some of his restaurants getting ready to maybe go to curbside instead of dine in.
Trying to get all the restaurants to close down.
We're trying to get them just for takeout for now so they can control it. It's not, this situation will get better in the end, but They have to do what they're doing until the system's fixed.
Some places in California, they locked down like 6 million people for 3 weeks.
Man, this is a liberal part of the country. So what we need to do is all of us need to stick together. If we want to live our lives like that, we need to fight to get the right people where they need to be. And we need to get off our butts, and me included, and get out there and make some noise. And you know what? Even if I got to sacrifice my life for it, I feel it's worth it to me. And even if I die in the middle of the darn thing, it's okay with me. Because you know what? All freedom is worth it.
They're cautioning older people with health issues, you know what I mean, to stay inside and don't be going out. And Susan said there was people in a restaurant yesterday that, were dragging oxygen tanks and everything and, you know, had obvious respiratory issues to start with, and they were still out and about, and it's like, man, they just gambling right there. KN4TFW.
They just want to have a life is what it is, KN4NAP Friday.
Is it news, though? Is they took 48 healthy people, and the CDC has a vaccine ready to go, and 48 healthy people volunteered to test it. So they're actually testing it right now.
No vaccine, that's for sure.
I'm talking about vaccines that you don't understand. There's only 1 or 2% of the people in the country that have a problem. Now, if I did not take the flu vaccine right now, I would not be alive.
Some of the side effects, and one of them in particular, I've had several relatives that have had it, and trust me, you'd rather die of the flu than die of that.
The side effects of the drugs that I was restrained to, there's 7 pages of side effects on the drugs I was on, and the 7th side effect is death, and I had all 6. So guess what? Whatever the side effects are, if you enjoy living, you'll deal with it, and you'll have to learn. Your body will adjust. And over time, now my brother has congestive heart issues just like I do, and that dummy didn't take the darn vaccine. And you know what? He put me at risk.
Guys, later, I'm pulling in the driveway. 73s to both of you, KN4NAP Cliff.
Yeah, 73, Ed. Go make some contacts this morning if the static crashes aren't too bad, right?
Go and give it a try.
Is there thunderstorms around anywhere? But remember, thunderstorms can be about 400 miles away. You're for static crashes? Turn on the AM broadcast band and listen to it. If the AM broadcast band doesn't have much static crashes, then go for it.
Static crash is too bad. It's just when the noise floors a SA that makes it really hard.
Yeah, it's good. Time to make contacts if you can. Just before the band goes out, you'll hear only the starter stations. That's when you go in there. How about when I was a little kid? Oh God. That was back in the 60s, because I'm 60 years old, so it had to be around the 60s, middle 60s. And my uncle was extra class, very amateur or general, I can't remember which. And what OEH was his call. I didn't know if he's still alive. Walt Ruman, he was the one that got me into amateur radio. And we went over to his house one day, 20 meters was open at night. And he had an old 200-watt, PEP sideband rig, and we were making contacts at night at 20 meters, and that's very rare.
Yeah, I've heard them on 20 on that when it's getting dark outside and still going.
Yeah, it was very rare. Sit together with you guys and go over with you one time, we could play around with it and see if I could. The sad part is, now you got to go online. All the contacts I made, I never had contacts, because now you got to go online to, if you make contacts, you can't use KSL cards anymore, and you can't, if you don't have online access, you can't, they won't recognize your contacts.
These QSL cards.
I don't think they'll recognize it to get proof if you can't go online. You got to go online to let them know that you did it. To file it. there's no excuse for me being blind, stupid, and illiterate. The thing really bugs me. I really got to get to the bottom. I don't know if I can do it. That's something I do want to conquer because it's been bugging me for the last 20 years. How close are you to work?
7 or 8 minutes out, KN4TFW. I'm over here by the hospital.
I'm going in the hospital for you. She said no. She said absolutely not. She said we want you. She said that's the worst place for you to be. I said, in other words, you treat me here no matter what. She said yes, we'll treat you there no matter what.
You really don't want to be out and run a risk of getting it.
Did you hear about the Chinese lady who's 103 years old and beat it?
Yeah, I saw that on the news.
Yes, do you know where it's ramping down, though? Guess where it's ramping down? It's ramping down in South Korea. Very disappointing term for our commie, though. I mean, I understand why Donald Trump's doing it. He has to do what he's doing. I wouldn't want the responsibilities he's got. Go along and live life. But you know what's good about this? Well, this is all over, and it will be. And from what I heard, private industry is going to get involved in this thing, and they're going to start pouring a whole bunch of money. And one thing Mnuchin did was the banks have more liquidity than they did before, and they're willing to spread the bread because our economy fundamentally is good. That wasn't like it was in 2008. That's what you're saying to use their machines? 2.5?
2.0 and 2.5 metric volts on that, but we still got the 1.5s and the 1.25s and that. We just got a big variety of them. I mean, we go all the way down to like 3 millimeter.
I thought when I took the change to bat, I didn't realize what screw was. I lost a little screw for the lock, and I got to get someone to find out what thread it is. And it's going to be hard to find a small screw. I don't know how small it is. Should I just go over to Ace and have him try and fit something, see if we can figure out what it is?
Figure it out. Or either that or go to a place like a regular bolt place like Fastenal.
Ranger and tell them what I did let the minutes. Oh, I could. Somebody told me Minotaur will rebuild the stuff like that. I didn't know this. If you have a Minotaur dial mortgage, I had one that was worn out, and I sent it back. I did so. You want to hear a funny one? Ronnie and I did so many engines. We wore out a Minotaur dial mortgage. Can you believe that?
They didn't.
You know what they charged me to fix it?
What's that?
Had the hand fit policy, someone personally doing it by hand and fixing it. Machines are great, but lots of times, if you're doing a one-off, it's easier to just have a tool and die maker do it. There isn't many tool die makers left anymore, because they're not smart enough to train them.
Can't work.
And it's funny, one of the guys in the automotive machine shop in the Milford I work at, Lloyd Riley, sometimes, he was a tool and die maker. Boy, he was smart as a whip. But I'll tell you what, he was the meanest snake I ever worked with. Toughest person I ever worked with. He asked me what I hated the most, and I made a mistake of telling him I hated honing blocks the worst. So he made me do it for 15 years.
Did it? The one time you should have kept your mouth closed, right?
Okay, old volunteer. What Daniel's going to do on Saturday, we're going to get that engine out, we're going to come back here. And he said, will you teach me how to bore? I said, yeah. I said, I want you to video what I teach you, because to teach someone and show someone actually physically do it, you can't fake that in a video, because I'm going to set the bar up, show him, and then he can set it up. So we're going to do the job, and I'm actually going to teach him to do it right on the video. But Daniel's a very competitive person. I didn't realize he's trying for the Olympic team as a bike rider. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, he loves that bike. He rides all over the place on that bike.
You probably don't know this, but do you know what my first love was when I first started riding a bicycle? Driving motorcycles.
Good work, Al, so I'll say 73, and I hope you have a good day. Look forward to catching you back in the morning. KN4TFW.
All RN nurse going to have a little discussion, another one. I want to be polite, believe it. Can you believe I want to be polite? You know, I'd like to work with you guys someday because you seem to have a pretty good knowledge of what you're doing. I'd love to check out one of the machines one day, you know, fixing some of that motors and stuff. And I know what you're working on. It's big stuff. Okay, I'm clear.